Silver Show. So glad you're along for the conversation. Look, inflation is up. The cuts to the interest rates by the Fed not materializing. We thought there'd be six cuts this year. Now I don't know if there's going to be any cuts this year. As a result, you see the price of gold and silver is on the rise. Gold setting all new records here in the last 30 days or so. Joining now, Tom Colson from Liberty Coin Service. Tom, good to have you back on the program.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you.
Again, these numbers are pretty remarkable, still holding strong above 2330. And doesn't look like they're getting any weaker, does it?
No, it seems like we're holding steady right here. Of course, we peaked out about $100 higher than this a week ago Friday. And it's pulled back a little bit, but it seems to be kind of in this range. And it's moved up so far so fast that it's really hard to tell exactly what direction it's going. But I think we're going to kind of be range bound here for a little while.
So you think this is it then? So a hard floor at 2300-ish, kind of in that neighborhood.
I'd say maybe $100 lower than that might be a pretty hard floor. I'd say there's still a little bit of leeway room in there, and because it's moved up so fast, it's hard to tell for sure.
And what pushes it up like that? What's behind a rise like that? It was pretty dramatic, like you said, shot up. I mean, it shot up just like that.
Well, I think in this instance, it's been a lot of buying by central governments, namely China, that's been bidding up the price and taking a lot of supply off the market. That's what I've seen most recently.
Yeah. Does the American government still buy gold? We had Fort Knox, right? We still have Fort Knox, I guess.
Yeah, well, they still hold gold. I don't know that they're big buyers of gold, but they do still hold a very large quantity of it as well.
And then I want to look at silver as well. Silver has come down. It got up to 28 and a half. It's at 27 and a quarter here today. And still a long way from its historical high. And you, I think, are going to tell me the same thing you've been telling me for a while now. Still a pretty good deal.
Yeah, I still like silver at this level. I mean, the premiums on it are fairly low for most products, and the overall price at 27 is much lower than its all-time high of 50. So I think there's still a lot of room for growth in silver, and a lot of my customers seem to be agreeing with me because it looks like we're really starting to move it again. Starting to sell.
Is there a better way? I don't know if I've ever asked you this or not. Is there a better way to buy gold or silver than another way? And what I mean by that, you can buy big ingots, you know, big bars of gold. You can buy 1 ounce bars of gold, little fellers. You can get silver in like an old bulk dimes and quarters and so forth that really don't have any value to collectors. Is there a preferred way to do this? Is there a right or a wrong way?
I don't know that there's a right or wrong way. The thing that we recommend that people look at the most is the premium. And, you know, if you could try to get things at lower premiums, that way you're getting the most metal for your money. That's usually what we try to focus on. So whatever is the best deal that will get you the most silver or gold for your money is the thing that you probably should buy. Now, some people do like to buy things that are a little bit higher premium just because they like, the government minted coins that are a little bit more expensive. And in most cases, that's okay as long as the premiums aren't crazy.
So what's the premium like on a sack of old coins?
You know, on the old 90% silver coin right now, I think in quantity we're selling that at a little bit under $2 over spot, which I think would work out to, I think it's around 7.5% premium, which is very reasonable compared to where it has been over the last year, and also quite reasonable compared to any other form of silver as well.
Fair enough. See, a little education here for the folks as we work through. Tom Colson, Liberty Coin Service. All right, we've got coins@stevegruber.com. That's the email address to send us pictures of coins or collectibles. Tom's quite well-versed in a lot of collectibles as well, so we've got some coins coming in. This one comes from Michael. This is a beautiful coin to me, a gold coin, 1911. I don't know, a $10 gold piece, I guess, is what it looks like to me. Tell me about this coin.
Yep, that's a U.S. $10 gold piece from 1911. It looks like it might have a D mint mark on there from what I can see. If that's the case, then that's a little bit scarcer variety. That's one of the tougher coins. A normal $10 gold Indian has a gold value of around, I think, around $1,100 now. It's hard for me to calculate that sometime because the gold moves so fast. And they typically retail for $1,200 to $1,400. Now, an 11D is a scarcer date, so if that's in fact what that is, those tend to, I think, go for a little bit north of $2,000 to start.
So that coin right there, a couple thousand dollars. Congratulations, Michael. You got $2,000 in your pocket with that one. All right. Lynn sent the next couple of coins here. The first Morgan Dollar, we see these are fairly, I think they're cool, though. I do like them a lot. They're easily collectible, and they're a cool coin. They got a lot of silver in them, too.
Yeah, it's a great combination of history and silver content that you can buy for not that much more than the silver cost. And that's why they're so popular. It's the most popularly collected series of United States coin. The 1900 there, it looks like it's maybe, you know, extremely fine, about in circulated condition, a little bit cleaned maybe, judging from the picture. That's something that typically retails in the low $30. It has a silver value of, I think, just a little over $20 right now.
So it has a premium on it.
Something that's, yeah, a premium, but still very reasonably priced compared to, you know.
And one more silver dollar before we close out business with Lynn here today. This is another nice silver dollar. I think it's not as cool as the Morgans, but it's still collectible.
Yep, still very popular. 1926 there, which is not one of the most common dates, but still reasonably common. It looks like it's maybe, I think I see a Denver Mint mark there, which is the scarcest of the three for 1926. In that condition, still pretty much around its silver value, but, you know, it's going to be something that would sell for just maybe a bit under $30.
There you have it. And again, collecting coins, I mean, is fun. It's a way to handle history, honestly. You never know whose pocket was that coin in. Did Henry Ford have that in his pocket? You know, did Rockefeller? Who knows? Cool stuff.
Certainly could be.
You sure could. All right, so remember, coins at stevegruber.com, coins at stevegruber.com. Tom will take a look at the stuff, give us an idea. And look, again, I'm pretty proud of a guy having a $2,000 coin. Michael, nicely done. Greatly appreciate it. Tom Colson, always appreciate you, sir. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, Steve.
You can always look up Liberty Coin Service online as well to find out more about Tom and everything he does. This is The Steve Gruber Show.
To somewhere.
To anywhere. Chatting about how Enbridge has invested in renewable energy projects like solar.
Right. That's what we're doing.
Yep. We're just two friends in a radio ad, letting everyone know these renewable energy projects can power more than 1 million homes.
It's the reason we're here, Zakia.
It's the reason we exist, Mike.
So what happens when this commercial ends?
We say, tomorrow is on.
Enbridge.
Life takes energy.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall.
Oh no, you gotta turn around, start paddling.
For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.